You know what today is? It's Thor's Day. Marvel's hammer-throwing Norse god is back in movie theaters. NPR critic Bob Mondello says whole worlds are at stake in Thor Ragnarok.
Asgard is what's at stake, Thor's home planet or realm or whatever, and he's just the guy to fix things soon as he's fired up his spaceship.
Welcome. Voice activation required.
Thor.
Access denied.
God of Thunder.
Denied.
Prince of Asgard.
Denied.
Strongest Avenger.
Let me try. Banner.
Welcome, Strongest Avenger.
What?
Yep, Hulk's along for the ride, and whenever he's mean and green, so is their semi-sibling rivalry.
Hulk like fire, Thor like water.
Kind of both like fire.
But Hulk like raging fire, Thor like smoldering fire.
Thor's actual sibling, Loki, tends to lose debates like this, as when they're deciding how to take out some bad guys.
Hey, let's do get help.
What?
Get help.
No.
Come on, you love it.
I hate it.
It's great. It works every time.
It's humiliating.
Do you have a better plan?
No.
We're doing it.
We are not doing get help.
Get help! Please! My brother's dying! Get help! Help!
Thor throws him at the bad guys.
Classic.
Still hate it? It's humiliating.
No, not for me, it's not.
You'll note the tone is pretty silly, a fact that is apparently controversial in comic book circles, but is a definite relief for the rest of us, especially since Ragnarok in the title means apocalypse. Chalk the lightness up to a sharp indie director, Taika Waititi, from New Zealand, who evidently decided as long as Thor's plot was going to be preposterous, the characters might as well be in on the joke. Credit him also with giving women something central to do, particularly a sibling Thor and Loki didn't know they had, Hela.
Kneel.
Beg your pardon.
Kneel. Before your queen.
I don't think so.
Don't you love family reunions? Cate Blanchett's Hela is hella mean, hella snarky, and hella striking, with her hair slicked back into antlers. She's also as good as her bros at striking poses in front of green screens, then letting the computer folks blast pixels to smithereens. It says something that in Chris Hemsworth's one shirtless scene as Thor, his torso is the film's most persuasive special effect. But hey, the Marvel formula is tried and true, and though this may qualify as faint praise, Ragnarok is indisputably the best of the Thor movies. I'm Bob Mondello.